From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. President Obama and his family have a couple of days left to their vacation in Honolulu. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports that after Mr. Obama gets back to Washington Tuesday, there could be some new faces around the White House.
The biggest structural change in the year ahead is expected to be the ramp-up of the Obama re-election campaign headquarters in Chicago. That will likely lure away White House staffers, including presidential adviser David Axelrod. David Plouffe ran the 2008 Obama presidential campaign, and he's expected to take a senior advisory role at the White House as Axelrod leaves. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs may also give up his job for another position in the Obama hierarchy. The leading candidate to replace Gibbs seems to be deputy spokesman Bill Burton. For the last few months, Pete Rouse has been interim chief of staff. He took over in October when Rahm Emanuel stepped down to run for mayor of Chicago. And although Rouse never aspired to hold the job permanently, his performance as interim chief of staff has impressed the White House enough that nobody will be surprised if he takes the job officially in the new year. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
The inauguration of Brazil's new president, Dilma Rousseff, provided the backdrop for some diplomacy watching. Venezuela and the U.S. are currently without envoys in each other's countries, but President Chavez and Secretary of State Clinton shook hands and chatted briefly at the event. Chavez has rejected President Obama's envoy choice for Venezuela, and in response, the U.S. has revoked the Venezuelan ambassador's visa. Personnel in the U.S. Capitol building were on high alert for a short while Saturday. The pilot of a Piedmont Airlines passenger plane briefly lost radio contact with air traffic controllers and drifted into prohibited airspace. All House and Senate office buildings were evacuated, and F-16 fighter jets were scrambled. But a spokeswoman for the North American Aerospace Defenses Command says the airliner was able to reestablish radio contact. College football, Texas Christian University has won its first Rose Bowl game with TCU over Wisconsin. Chuck Kornbeck has details from Pasadena.
TCU quarterback Andy Dalton was one star of the game, and linebacker Tank Carter made a key defensive play late in the fourth quarter to help preserve the Horned Frogs' two-point victory. TCU coach Gary Patterson says capping an undefeated season with a Rose Bowl win shows a team from the Mountain West Conference can compete against bigger schools.
Today we proved that we have just as good of players as anybody else in the country, and I've been saying that for a while.
Patterson expressed some frustration about not being able to play for a national championship. That title will go to the winner of a game later this month between Auburn and Oregon. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Kornbeck in Pasadena.
This is NPR. Last year, China became the leading consumer of new cars worldwide. But Danielle Carson reports that could change in the new year as China reinstates a sales tax on smaller cars.
Last year, more cars sold in China than in the United States. While U.S. car sales tanked during the recession, China's grew exponentially, 18 million sales last year. Now that Beijing is reinstating the 10% tax, automakers around the globe will be watching closely to see whether China's mushrooming auto market shrinks. Edmunds.com analyst Carl Brower.
If you're an automaker, you have to watch China. You ignore them at your peril. What this is going to mean is that they're all going to have to not look at China as this unmitigated growth potential that they can just, you know, throw cars at and make them analyze things a little closer over there.
Industry analysts say a tax on smaller cars might prove lucrative for U.S. automakers, which make bigger cars. In fact, GM expects its sales in China to grow by 10% this year. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
In the Houston area, bail's been set at $13 million each for two men charged with a robbery attempt and a hostage siege at a Chase Bank branch on Friday. Police believe two more suspects may have been involved. The episode concluded peacefully after 4 hours of negotiations. Hotmail users up in arms about their email service. Customers have been complaining on Microsoft's online forum. They say their emails have either disappeared or have been moved to their deleted folders. Microsoft says it's on the case. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.
Support for